Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to officially call this meeting to order. I'm Dexter Edwards. This is Monday, May the 2nd, 2022. Our commissioners' meeting. At this point, I would like to ask Reverend George Futrell to do an invocation and then lead us in the pledge.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name tonight, thanking you for another day of life and opportunity to serve you by serving others. And Father, we pray you would bless our present assembly, bless this meeting and all the things that transpire tonight. Lord, we thank you for our guests who have come. We pray your blessings upon our elected commissioners who govern the county. We thank you, Lord, for those of us who are appointed to carry out the policies and procedures. We pray again your blessings upon our present assembly tonight, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, George. At this point, does any of the commissioners have anything they want to add to the agenda tonight?
I do not.
All right. Mr. Davis, I think you might have something.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I have one item I'd like to add to the consent agenda is a service contract between the Duplin County Sheriff's Department and Independent Health Services, Inc., doing business as IHS Pharmacy. This is a contract for our medications that are given to inmates in our county jail. It has been reviewed by the county attorney, and I would like to add that to the consent agenda. I would also respectfully request that that Mr. George Futrell, our assistant county manager and airport director, be moved up to the first item after public comments on your agenda to present a resolution in memoriam of Ricky Lynn Kennedy. And also ask that Mr. Jason McGirt, chairman of our Juvenile Crime Prevention Council, be moved up on the agenda to be heard right after Mr. Futrell.
Motion to approve with the changes.
Second.
Okay. I got a motion and a second to approve the changes. Any further comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. All right. That moves us into approving the minutes of April 18th, 2022 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed, same sign. All right, hopefully everybody's reviewed the consent agenda. You got the one add-on item that Mr. Davis just gave us. What's the pleasure to board?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carry. Okay, that moves us right into item number one, public comment.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we have two individuals who have signed up for public comments tonight. The first is Ms. Angela Maynor. The second is Mr. Roger Davis.
Ms. Angela.
Hold on, remove my mask because I don't want y'all to miss this.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Angela Bess Maynor, and I'm here to talk about two things where they combine with each other. I retired from this county in 2016. I worked for this county for 31 and a half years. Took cancer treatments and was still back at my desk by 12:30. Never had missed a sick leave day in my life the whole years I was working for Duplin County. So, I guess about three months ago, the county manager found my plaque, him and Miss Brain that I did never receive up in the top of the cabinet. Me being who I am, and I care about this county, I didn't want the county to be embarrassed. So I never said anything. Mr. Brinson asked me, did I want it handed to me? And I said, after 6 years, David, that made the county look bad. So I don't want to do anything to make the county look bad. Then, on April the 18th of 2022, Trish found an award that I received July the 5th, 2016, the Old North State Award. It was signed by Pat McCormick. This is what I received and did not get until April the 18th of 2022. Don't know your procedure, it's just the principle of the matter. Don't know your procedure, don't know who did it, but I'm just like Red Butler told Scott. And I know we all know what he told me. And frankly, I don't give a blank. But it's the principle of the matter. Whatever your procedures are, who will put an award of twice, put it in the back of the closet, and a worker that has served as many years and been as dedicated as I have, and not give them the award? Who would do something like that? So whatever your procedure is, you need to change your procedure and make sure that your employees that work 30, 25, how many ever years they work, they need to be recognized and they need to get their plaque. And if they get an Old North State Award, they definitely need to get this, because I could have died and my children would have never known that I received this award. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Maynard. And I personally, as chairman of the board tonight, apologize to you for that happening. I have no clue how it happened. I'll do my best to check into it with Davis and see what kind of procedures that we can put in place to make sure that don't happen to anybody else. I'll let any one of the board members speak that would like to, but I'm comfortable that I'm speaking for the board. That is not our intent for you nor no one else that works for this county. Anybody want to say anything?
I too would just like to apologize to you, Ms. Maynard, and you're right. We definitely need to make sure that there's things in place, as the chair stated, to prevent you or anyone to endure such a situation that you faced. And anything that I can do to move it forward, I can assure you I'll be all hands on deck.
Okay. I'd like to apologize to you, and I believe I know what happened, but I won't say it. But we cherish our employees and the dedication that the employees, especially career employees, that put into our county. And I assure you that things are in place that where it won't happen again. And you know, we talked about it, and we'll get it straight. So we apologize again.
Angela, from personally, I'm sorry. If I could have done anything about it, obviously I was not on the board at that time, but that is a disgrace to you. And if it's happened to any other employees, it's a disgrace to them. I think you can see this board is committed to our employees by what we did a couple weeks ago, 4 weeks ago now, I reckon. And I will do everything in my power to see that it doesn't happen again. And I appreciate you bringing it to our attention, but all I can do is offer you my apologies, even though that does not correct the situation. So I appreciate your years of service and your friendship. You'll never hear anybody say that you won't tell somebody what's on their mind. And I appreciate that. That's the way I am. Just tell me what's on your mind, don't sugarcoat it. And I appreciate your service and your continued service to this county, sitting on the DSS Board of Directors, also the Board of Elections. And I sincerely appreciate it. Thank you.
Again, we will do our best to make sure this don't happen to anybody else. And it is a black eye But I do appreciate you bringing it forward, because if you hadn't brought it forward, you know, I wouldn't have known about it. So again, thank you. All right, that brings us to Mr. Davis.
Good evening, sir.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, thank you for the opportunity of addressing the board. Came down tonight for a very important reason, and that's to be a part of honoring, remembering one of my fellow board members, Mr. Ricky Kennedy. Also took this opportunity to take a few minutes to address the board, a couple of issues and so forth and so on. First of all, I want to thank the board. Let me back up. Every time I address this board, I always make this comment. The two best things the Duplin County Commissioners has ever done for Duplin County is the Duplin County Water System and the Duplin County EMS, of which I've had a chance to be a participant in both. Unfortunately in one, and fortunately in the other. But anyway, what I wanted to say tonight is I appreciate your moving forward with the water issues that you're dealing with now, both in with the volume issues where we're trying to get water to the 28 families up in the northwestern corner of the county, and also you're addressing the pressure issues that is rapidly becoming a problem as it relates to economic development in the county. I appreciate what y'all are doing in that regard, and I know you're moving forward with that right now. The other thing I want to talk just a minute about is I've had the opportunity for several years now to be a member of two boards in this county, the Airport Board and the Economic Development Board. A few years ago, one of the Airport Board members came to me and asked, would I agree to serve on the Airport Board? They thought they needed a liaison between the two boards. And I said yes, and I won't talk about the promises made, because the person who talked me into doing that is sitting back here tonight, and it has turned out to be a really good experience. I began to wonder very early on, though, how was I going to handle who was my loyalty going to be to? Which board was my loyalty going to be to? But it didn't take very long for me to figure out those two boards out there are your primary driving elements of economic development in Duplin County. Anytime you have the opportunity to look at the total economic impact of this airport, of which Mr. Futrell has had such a big part of developing over the years, look at that. It has a tremendous impact, as well as being the very best private airport in North Carolina, as far as we're concerned. One or two will argue that we will win the argument, right, George? I noticed in being on the board that the airport board budget, very little money comes from the general fund to support the airport. We're getting very close to being self-sufficient. And if you backed up and figured the tax revenue coming in out there, that is one department of the county that there's more money coming in than there is going out. On the Economic Development Board, especially in the last few years under the leadership of Kerry Shields, we're beginning to see some things really happen out there. We appreciate you guys, being involved with us when we need to do certain things that we need to do out there. You go back to when we purchased the additional land out there, that's going to be developed into what we're going to call Air Park. We were fortunate enough to land enough money to get a complete study done on that place out. It's in place. We're in the process now of pursuing infrastructure out there. And when we get just a little further down the road, those two things that we're talking about out there, the airport and the air park, we're going to call it economic development out there, that's going to be the two primary driving forces of economic development in Duplin County. And I look for nothing but good things to come out of that. Those two departments out there, I think tonight you're going to talk about public hearings on a couple of issues that's coming out, which I think is a very positive thing for Duplin County. So I just want to thank y'all for what you do to support those organizations, to support the water program, all programs of Duplin County. Thank you. Sometimes you're undeserved. You feel like you're undeserved, I should say. But I want to thank you. You've done a lot for Duplin County, and I give you a call. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Yeah,
thank you, sir.
Okay, that brings us to item number 8, Mr. George Futrell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and board. Tonight I appear before you with a resolution in memoriam of Ricky Lynn Kennedy. Tonight we have some of our airport commission members, some of his fellow airport commission members present here, and I'd like to recognize them, if I may, and would ask you to please stand. Jack Offen, Roger Davis, Scotty Kennedy, who is filling his father's unexpired term, and Jerry Tysinger, and last but not least, Dexter Edwards, who serves as the county commissioner appointee on the airport board. We're so thankful for these men that serve, and you know, all of us know it takes boards, social services board, elections boards, and various boards in the county to help guide and direct us as staff to carry on the work that needs to be done in the county. And I, for one, am very thankful for active board. Mr. Davis mentioned we do have a good board, and I see that the strong connection there between the airport and the economic development. And of course, tonight we have our special guest with us tonight, Ricky's family. And but first, I would like to, Mr. Chairman, if I may, to read the resolution and then have you all present that to the family.
Please do.
County of Duplin, Office of the County Commissioners. Resolution in memoriam of Ricky Lynn Kennedy, State of North Carolina, County of Duplin. Whereas Ricky Lynn Kennedy was born in Duplin County on October 24, 1952, and died on January 5th, 2022. And whereas Ricky Lynn Kennedy was a lifelong resident of Duplin County and the Beulahville community and a faithful husband, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. And whereas Ricky Lynn Kennedy was a faithful member of Cabin Missionary Baptist Church, serving in the capacity of Sunday school superintendent, deacon, and on various other committees. And whereas Ricky Lynn Kennedy owned and operated a small business in Duplin County for over 15 years. And whereas Ricky Lynn Kennedy taught in the Duplin County Public Schools for over 15 years. And whereas Ricky Lynn Kennedy was a licensed pilot, an avid supporter of general aviation. And whereas Ricky Lynn Kennedy served faithfully as a member of the Duplin County Airport Commission from September 1994 until his death in January 2022. And whereas the Duplin County Airport Commission unanimously recommended a resolution of respect for his service to Duplin County to be approved by the Duplin County Board of Commissioners. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Duplin County Board of Commissioners hereby acknowledge with respect the life of Ricky Lynn Kennedy for his outstanding service and contributions to the citizens of Duplin County. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the official seal of the County of Duplin to be affixed on this, the second day of May, 2022. Dexter B. Edwards, Chairman of the Duplin County Board of Commissioners, attested by Davis H. Brinson, Clerk to the Board of Commissioners. And I would, with your permission, Chairman Edwards, ask that the family would come forth, Ricky's wife, Beverly, and his son, Scotty, and his wife, Nicole, and his daughter, Heather, are here with us tonight, and we would like for them to come before the dais and ask that a few commissioners would stand with you. I'd like to get a picture for the paper, if we may, presenting this to
Mr. George, yes, if you don't mind hesitating just a minute, just to make it official, I need to get a motion to from the board to adopt this resolution.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay, move on.
Chairman, shall I present this? Or would you...
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. You can go ahead and present. Okay, while we're all right here, could we get the other members to step up and get in the picture as well, please? The other airport members, please. I think it's something that the family will cherish in the future. Family, I would like to say thank you for allowing us to do this. Thank you for allowing Ricky to serve all the years that he has served, because a good board member can only be a good board member if he has good family support, because it takes time away from his family to serve this county, and Ricky did that, and I want to thank y'all for that.
I just want to say I thank the board members so much, because Ricky, all through the years he talked about all of you, and tonight I can put a face with the name. And I think Mr. Davis had a lot to do with building our home. I think so, many years ago. But just thank you so much. He enjoyed all the 28, I think, plus years he served. And he enjoyed the fellowship. He enjoyed those good pork chops. And again, thank you for that. And to Mr. George, thank you so much for being a friend to him and to all of us, and for the cards, the phone calls, and most of all the prayers. We just thank you so much. He would be so proud. And thank you for allowing Scotty to be on the board. And I know he's filing tonight. No doubt about it. So thank you so much.
Okay, that brings us to item number 9. Mr. Jason.
Okay, good evening, Mr. Chairman and fellow commissioners. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'm the chairman of the Juvenile Crime Prevention Council. Taking over from Mr. George, who did an outstanding job for several years, and he's been very helpful with this transition. And this is my first opportunity to be in front of the board, so I thank you for the opportunity. I believe we're here to discuss the funding recommendations. Do all the commissioners have a copy of those recommendations? Okay. So our available funds are $212,657. We have allocated them based on meetings with the funding committee, as well as the monitoring committee, and these are what we believe are appropriate based on the programs and what they provided so far in the last few years. I can tell you that we've met challenges with COVID and getting children into the programs, but that seems to be getting better. But we believe that this is an appropriate funding plan for the programs and what they're providing. So we're asking for the commissioners to approve that. Any questions?
I move.
I got a motion.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve the JCPC funding plan and certification. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you. I believe the other item that we need to review are the certification standards for the Juvenile Crime Prevention Council. Do all the commissioners have a copy of those standards? I can tell you that we have met all the standards. The only outstanding issue that we have, if you look under membership, indicates no, that we have not filled all the positions that we would like to have or that are required by the statute. I can tell you that every meeting we discuss this issue, and we try, and Commissioner Dow can attest to this, we try to get as many people participating as possible. We'll continue to do that. We've reached out to students, and we've reached out to people in the community. Any help that we can get, we would appreciate. Actually spoke with Mr. Newburn earlier, and he indicated he may be interested. So if any help we can get, we'd appreciate it. But otherwise, everything's in compliance. So we ask you to find that we're in compliance.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any further discussion? I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that brings us back to item number 2. Mr. Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I'm here now before you to hear any road or highway concerns that you may have so that I can convey them to the North Carolina Department of Transportation for to their attention so they can address them. Commissioner Dow?
Yes, sir. I've got one issue that's of concern, and it's at, I think it's next door to 1241 NC 50 south of Kenansville.
Okay.
And it's a situation where somebody is discharging dishwater into the ditch instead of the septic tank, and it's causing issues. And I've been down there to personally see it, and it has a very bad odor, and it's unsanitary.
And okay, that's an
environmental.
That's an environmental health issue. I will contact the environmental health division of our health department.
But the ditch is clogged up. Also, and so it's not a good drainage situation there.
Okay, I'll make DOT aware of that as well. All right, Mr. Chairman, did you have any concerns?
I have anything.
Commissioner Branch?
No, sir.
Commissioner Garner?
I have made contact with Frankie on this, but just follow up with him.
Okay.
Order repaving 50.
Uh-huh.
There at the Vestal Farm. Right there at our recycling, just south of our recycling center.
Uh-huh.
Some of the low-hanging limbs there, and also at Millie Brown's. Or Millie Bland's, excuse me.
Bland, okay.
The those pine trees in front of her house.
Uh-huh.
When they raised that road up, the tractor trailers are hitting.
Okay. I will make them aware of it. You said you may
I spoke to Frankie on it.
Okay.
So he's right. Aware of the one further south that Ms. Bland's residence, but I have not mentioned the one there just south of the recycling center.
Okay. We'll follow up on that for you. Does any member of the general public have any road concerns that I can convey? Answer, yours has been taken care of.
I turned and went across it the other day just to see how it was.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Bring us to item number 3, Mr. Davis again.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I would respectfully request that the board schedule a public hearing on the fiscal year 2022-23 Duplin County budget and the fiscal year 2022-23 economic development budget for Duplin County on June the 6th, 2022 at 6 p.m. to be held in the Ed Emery Auditorium in the Lois Britt Agricultural Office Building located at 165 Agricultural Drive in Kenansville in order to allow citizens and residents to make written and oral comments. This is pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 158-7.19C. Before any appropriation or expenditure can be made for economic development, a public hearing must be held. And also, General Statute 159-12, before the county can adopt its budget ordinance, a public hearing must first be held.
Pleasure to board.
So move.
Second. I got a motion and a second that we schedule this public hearing for June 6th. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I will be standing in for Ms. Shields tonight.
Okay, well, that moves us to item number 4, Ms. Shields. So,
thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I would like to request that a public hearing be scheduled for May 16th, 2022 to receive public comments on economic development project HEAL. This is an existing manufacturing company seeking to expand their operation in the county. Job creation will be 150, total investment $60 million. And there again, I would like to request a public hearing to discuss local incentives.
So moved. Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further comment? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item I have is to also request another public hearing to be scheduled on May 16, 2022 to receive public comments on Economic Development Project ACC. This is a cabinet manufacturing company seeking to relocate to the Duplin County area. Job creation 139, total investment $13.3 million. And I would like to request the public hearing to discuss local incentives.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Carried. That brings us to item number six, Mr. Tim Wilson.
Good evening, commissioners.
Good evening.
Here for you, before you tonight, to conduct a public hearing prior to the board's consideration of the resolution that is attached as M in your commissioner packet. The resolution would approve a $2 million loan between First Bank and Rose Hill Firemen Inc. for construction of a new fire station for their volunteer fire department. Several things to note here for the record. One, this is a private loan to a private entity. It does not involve county funds, and there's no obligation for the county to sign on to this debt. This is merely First Bank's attorney's interpretation of the Internal Revenue Code to require that you all acknowledge and consent to the proposed loan and conduct a public hearing as part of that process prior to signing on to the resolution. So with that as a backdrop, I would ask that you open the floor for a public hearing.
Okay, at this time, I'm going to open the floor for the public hearing. Public comments are welcome. Those of you back in the back, you're welcome to come forward. All right, hearing no more comments, I'm going to close the public hearing. That moves us to item number seven.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Chairman. At this point, I would ask for a motion to adopt the resolution, which acknowledges and approves the $2 million private loan from First Bank to Rose Hill Firemen Inc. for purposes of constructing a new fire station in Rose Hill. Again, not obligating the county to expend any funds or sign on to any sort of legal obligation on that debt.
Motion to adopt.
Got a motion?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Wilson. That will move us now to item number 10, I believe. Mr. Davis?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I would like to request that the board go into closed session pursuant North Carolina General Statute 143-318-11A3 for legal matters to consult with your county attorney.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second to go into closed session. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried. Okay, we're officially going into closed session. We're at item, the way it's listed right now, number 10, which is the animal care facility. Does anybody need any more discussion, or is the board ready to take action?
Ready for action, Mr. Chair.
Okay, well, I would entertain a motion to award the animal care control and adoption facility construction contract to Aquatic Construction Incorporated, subject to the negotiation favorable to the county. I get such a motion?
So moved.
Do I get a second?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? I thought it was unanimous, but I needed to ask for the opposed because I didn't hear 100%. So it is unanimous. So you can move on with working with contractors.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That moves us to item number 11.
I don't have any announcements at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I would entertain a motion to adjourn until...
So moved.
May the 16th.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Thank you for your time, and I really appreciate your service. You can holler now.
20 years of this, and we finally got it.